program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis A. Bond, Crosby, and yours truly, Don Rosen. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight Jack Benny does another of his television programs with his guest star, Liberace. But meanwhile, I'd like to take you back to last Wednesday. After rehearsal, Bob Crosby, Dennis, and Jack dropped in at the corner drugstore for a bite to eat.
Hey, fellas, our regular table over there is empty.
Yeah, come on, Dennis.
Okay.
Well, I'll get the waitress, and we'll order. Oh, miss. Miss.
What do you want, Max?
We'd like to place our order.
Okay, here's the menu.
Thanks. Now, let's see. I don't know what I want. I think I'll have the hash.
The hash?
That's right.
Okay. One order of leftovers for a gambler.
Never mind, waitress. Cancel the order.
Throw it back in the pail.
Gee, I don't know what to have.
Hurry up, Mac. I ain't got all day.
Now, don't rush me. What kind of a looking table is this, anyway? There's a half-lit cigarette in the ashtray. There are fingerprints all over the plate. And there's lipstick on my water glass.
What are you, a customer or Boston blocking?
Now, look, I don't want any of your sarcasm. Just bring me a ham sandwich and a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Say, I'll have the salmon, a glass of orange juice, and make sure that it's Minute Maid.
Why does it have to be Minute Maid orange juice?
Well, I'm helping out a relative who's not doing too well.
Well, what do you know? All right, Dennis, what are you going to have?
Well, let's see. I'll have the chopped liver, the matzo ball soup, and the cajota fish.
Okay. One Pat O'Brien special.
Dennis, what are you going to have to drink?
Oh, I'll have a Charleston malt milk with five eggs in it.
Five? Dennis, how come you want so many eggs?
I know a hen that's not doing too well.
Yes, just get our order.
Okay.
Say, Jack, are you going up to Pebble Beach and playing my brother Bing's pro amateur golf tournament?
Oh, I may, Bob, if my game keeps improving. I've been doing pretty well lately.
I think golf's a silly game.
Oh, you do, Dennis. Let me ask you something. If it's such a silly game, why are people like Ben Hogan, Sammy Snead, Lloyd Mangrum, and Fred Wampler playing it?
Because they can't sing.
Well, I'll show you how ridiculous that is, Dennis. Bing Crosby is a good golfer, and he's one of the greatest singers in the country.
Then how come he has to sell orange juice?
Oh, be quiet. I don't know why I get into these conversations, but with you before I eat.
Here's your grub, fellas.
Thanks.
And the boss sent this over with the compliments of the house.
Gee, a new bottle of ketchup. Isn't that nice?
Do you want anything else?
No, that'll be all, miss.
Okay.
Gee, she's a charming girl. I wonder how she'd look in an ermine bathing suit.
Hey, fellas, why don't we have some music while we eat? There's a jukebox right over there.
Oh, swell. Anybody got change for a quarter?
Well, I have.
Good. Go put a nickel in.
Now, wait a minute. How about you putting a nickel in for a change?
Well...
Go ahead, Mr. Benny. Put a nickel in.
But everyone in the store will hear the record, won't they?
Well, so what?
Well, that doesn't seem fair. Once I put in a nickel, a whole bunch of total strangers can listen. Oh.
What's the difference, Jack? Go ahead. Be a sport.
Okay. Let's see. Hey, here's the Bell Sisters' latest record. See, there are two of them. Wait a minute. Here's one by the Ink Spot. That's a trio. Boy, look at this. The Fred Waring Choir. Now, there's a buy.
Hey, Mr. Benny, one of my records is on it.
Yeah, Jack, play that.
A solo? Well, okay, here goes.
We were waltzing together to a dreamy melody when they called out, "Change partners," and you walked away from me. Now my arms feel so empty as I gaze around the floor, and I'll keep on changing partners till I hold you once more. So we dance for one moment, and too soon we had to part. In that wonderful moment, something happened to my heart. So I'll keep changing partners till you're in my arms, and then, oh, my darling, I will never change partners again.
That's a swell record, Dennis. You'll have to do it on the show sometime.
Yeah.
Well, let's get out of here, huh?
Okay. Who gets the check this time?
It's your turn.
Oh, yes. Miss. Miss, I'll take the check.
Here you are.
Hmm.
Well, pick it up. It ain't radioactive.
Look, don't be funny. Here. You can keep the change.
Telephone call for Jack Benny. Telephone call for Jack Benny.
Oh, excuse me, fellas.
It's in the second booth.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Rochester, how'd you know I was here at the drugstore?
I called CBS. They told me you were out to lunch and I had a 100-word Romano.
What'd you call me for, Rochester?
I thought I'd better. You had a phone call from Mr. Liberace.
Oh, yes. He's going to be a guest on my television program. What did Liberace want?
Well, he said he knew it was highly irregular and he doesn't want all his salary in advance, but would you be able to give him $100 of it immediately?
$100? I guess so, if it's urgent. What does he need the money for?
Toothpaste.
Okay, I'll give it to him. And Rochester, when he plays the piano on my TV show, I'm going to play my violin. So you better get it ready.
I did, boss. I took it out of the case and one of the strings is broken.
Well, I have to pass the music store, so I'll pick up the string myself.
And that ain't all that's wrong with your violin.
What else?
It's full of termites.
Termites in my violin? That's awful. How can I get rid of them?
Play it! Play it!
Never mind. I'll think of something. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, say, boss.
Now what?
There were a couple of other messages. Your dentist and your barber called.
What'd they say?
They're both ready. You can pick them up.
Okay. I'll see you when I get home. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, sorry it took so long, fellas. Well, I'm going on to Beverly Hills. Anybody want to live?
Not me, Jack, really. I think I ought to go back to the studio and run over a couple of numbers with the orchestra.
Hey, I want to go to Beverly Hills, too. Can I ride with you?
Sure, Dennis. Let's go. My car's across the street. It's a little cool out today, isn't it, Dennis?
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Benny, can't we go a little bit faster?
What do you mean, faster? We're in Beverly Hills already. We've made every light.
That one on La Brea changed three times before we got through it.
Well, that's a wide street. We made good time.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll get off here.
Okay.
I'll see you later. I gotta get home.
Wait a minute, Dennis. If you want to go home, why'd you come all the way out here to Beverly Hills? You live in the opposite direction.
I know, but this way I get a longer ride on the bus.
But Dennis...
Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
I can't understand Dennis. That kid drives me nuts. Maybe I ought to hire a singer who's a little more sensible. Then if he had more sense, he'd want more money. That would drive me nuts, too. Yeah, I'm better off the way I am. Well, there's the music store. Oh, here's a parking place. Gee, I'm lucky. Here's one, too. Yeah, I wonder if I can get in that space, or I'll have to back in. What? Hey, why don't you watch where you're going? It's reckless drivers like you who are a menace.
Don't holler at me. It was your fault.
My fault?
Well, it must have been. I was parked.
What?
You're the one who got chummy. I ought to have you arrested.
Oh, well, now, don't make a federal case out of it.
Look at the way you scratched my car.
What are you complaining about? You put a dent in my fender.
How can you tell?
Oh, a smart aleck, eh? Well, for your information, I've never had an accident. I've been driving this car for 25 years.
You bought it secondhand, huh?
What?
The dealer's name is still on it. Honest Geronimo.
Well, I'm not going to stay here and argue with you. I got things to do. Uh-oh. I forgot to put some money in the parking meter. The meter says expired. Let's see, I get 12 minutes for a penny. It'll take me about 3 minutes to walk to the store. About 3 minutes back. That's 6 minutes. 5 minutes to get waited on. That's 11. The store may be crowded, so I better allow for another 5 minutes. That'll be 16 minutes. Well, there's no use rushing. I'll put in 2 pennies. Well, I got my violin string. I'm sure glad it was the A string that broke. I'm always so embarrassed when I have to go into the store and ask for a G string. Look at that headline of the newspaper. Entire East covered by heavy blizzard. See, I feel sorry for the people back in New York. They have 10 inches of snow. Here in Los Angeles, all we had was some rain, sleet, hail, thunder, lightning, and an earthquake. All in 15 minutes, too.
I don't want to look at a romance. I don't want to look at a romance. I don't want to look at a romance. I don't want to look at a romance.
See, look what's playing here at the Warner Theater. The Eddie Cantor story. And here's a swell picture. It opened Christmas Day and it's still playing here. Sometime this week, I'm going to come down.
Jack!
Huh? Oh, Don! Now, what are you doing here?
Well, this sportsman and I just came out of the theater. We saw the Eddie Cantor story.
Oh, hello, fellas. How'd you like the picture, Don?
Really wonderful, Jack. Wonderful. In fact, I liked it so much that on the way out of the theater, I stopped and congratulated Cantor.
Eddie Cantor? Is he in there watching the picture now?
He's been there since Christmas.
Well, what do you know?
I must tell you, Jack, I'm certainly glad I went in to see the picture because it gave me an idea for a musical number the quartet can do on the program.
Which one, Don?
Sing it, fellas!
Wait a minute, Don. How can they sing out here in front of the theater without any musical accompaniment?
Well, now, don't worry about that, Jack. Don't worry. That number comes in the picture in exactly 4 seconds.
What?
One, two,
Don.
Three.
But Don, out on
four,
the street.
There it goes.
But Don, out on the street. Hey, I don't want to sing out on the street.
Like I know.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, my God. I'm so classy, yes, it's fair lassie. Oh, my goodness, what a catchy. We went riding, eating long, back from yonder.
I'm the one that had to walk.
If you knew Susie, like I know Susie. Oh, what a girl.
If you knew Lucky, like we know Lucky.
Oh, what a toad.
Like our friend Eddie, you smoke 'em steady.
Oh, at those Luckies we already, they taste better. Really, they do. Fresh and smoother. Luckies are the smoke for you. They even sleep to be. And she's real cutie. Oh, what a smoke.
They're made much better. Tearing some tears.
Nothing beats them anywhere. Just boss and Lucky. Enjoy your Lucky. Oh, what a smile.
Glad I got away from Don and that quartet. Imagine them singing out on the street like that. I didn't mind them doing Eddie Cantor's song, but Don looked so silly hopping around clapping his hands. Well, here's my car. I might as... Hey, what's that on... Oh, for heaven's sake, the parking ticket. This is ridiculous. I haven't been gone over 12 minutes. The meter says expired, but there must be something wrong with it. Well, they're not going to get away with it. I'm going to call the Beverly Hills Police Department and find out about this. I'll go in this drugstore. There's a phone booth. I wonder what the number is. I'll call information.
Information?
Say, miss, I want the number of the police department.
The Los Angeles Police Department is Michigan 5211.
No, miss. I want the Beverly Hills Police Department.
I'm sorry. That's an unlisted number.
Well, thank you anyway. Well, if I can't get them on the phone, I'll go over there. Well, here it is. The Beverly Hills Police Station. What a swanky place. See, marble staircase, stained glass windows. That's what it says on the door. Booking department. Fingerprints by appointment only. Well, here's the traffic bureau. Miss, I'd like
Sit down, please.
Thank you. Miss, I'd like
You
to...
want to complain about a traffic ticket. Now, before we go any further, let me get your record out. What's your name?
Jack Benny.
Benny. Oh, here it is. Jack Benny. Say, we haven't gotten anything out of you for a long time. The last entry was 25 years ago.
25 years ago?
Yes. You were charged with assault and battery by Honest Geronimo.
All right.
Now, let's see. I'll bring this card up to date.
Yes.
At that time, you lived at 366 North Camden Drive.
It's still the same address.
I see. And your occupation was listed as comedian.
It's still the same.
Mm-hmm. And your weight was 160 pounds.
It's still the same.
And your age was...
Still the same.
Now, let's see. Color of eyes. Oh, yes, they're still blue, aren't they?
Well, frankly, I've never noticed. Now, look, miss.
One moment, please. Hello? Yes, Chief. Yes, that man was in and he paid his fine. Yes, that's right, $50, and he said it would never happen again. Goodbye.
A $50 fine? What was it for?
Driving through Beverly Hills with a top down.
Well, what's so terrible about going through Beverly Hills with a top down?
He was driving a garbage truck.
Now, miss, about this ticket of mine. Now, I happen to know that the meter where I was parked was definitely fast. And I don't think it's
now,
fair.
Now, look, mister, I can't settle this. If you want to see the judge, that's up to you.
Well, I do.
Well, then you'll have to wait in the next room with everybody else.
All right. See, what a bunch of characters. I better sit down and... Hey, there's Rimley. Oh, Frankie! Frank! What's the matter with me? It's only his picture on the wall. Well, I might as well sit down. Pardon me, sir. Would you mind if I sit next to you?
Not at all. In fact, I'd appreciate it.
Appreciate it? Why?
I'm a pickpocket.
A pickpocket?
Oh, you got nothing to worry about. You're the pinner to your underwear type if I ever saw one. Tell me, chum, what did they nab you for?
I was overparking.
Oh. Well, you're like Judge Bailey. I was up before him last month for sentencing.
Well, what'd you get?
30 days, his watch, his gavel, and a pocket edition of the Kinsey Report.
You mean you spent 30 days in the Beverly Hills jail?
Oh, yeah. They had me in solitary.
Well, that must have been pretty tough.
You said it. Nothing but bread and champagne.
Champagne?
Domestic.
Oh, that's awful.
Mr. Benny, Mr. Jack Benny.
Yes, miss.
You're next. Right this way to Judge Bailey's chambers.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks.
He keeps his wallet in the left hand.
I don't care. Your Honor, I ordinarily don't make trouble, but I'd like to protect...
Well, it's you again. You? You're the judge? Who do you think I am in this black robe, Mandrake the magician?
What?
When you said don't make a federal case out of it, you were talking to the man who could.
But, Your Honor...
Quiet. I'm ready to pass sentence. That'll be
$52. $52? Wait a minute. It's only $2 for a parking ticket. What's the extra $50?
You had your top down.
What's that got to do with it?
You mean that say isn't a garbage truck?
Now, wait a minute, Your Honor. I'm a citizen of Beverly Hills. I've lived here for 25 years. I'm a taxpayer. And I know my rights. I'm not going to pay any $52. You try to find me that much, I'm going to take it up with... I will be back in a minute to tell you about my television show, which goes on immediately after the program on the CBS network with my guest star, Liberace. Ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned before, tonight I'm going to have Liberace on my television show. And we're going to try to get him to play the piano. And he's going to try to get me to play the violin. This is going to be one of the most trying programs you've ever watched.
But watch it anyway. Good night, folks.
The Jack Benny Show tonight was written by Milt Josephsburg, John Tackerberry, Hal Goldman, Al Gordon, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Monk. The Jack Benny program is brought to you by Lucky Strike, product of the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes. Thank you.